Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Well, they changed it. Now, this is the New King James. They changed it to kneeling down and asking something from him. Well, if you look right next to it, the NIV version says kneeling down. Wait a minute. This is supposed to be a King James Bible. They just changed the knees and vowels and updated it. But you see how they're making you point to the other versions. Wow. I hope you got that. Do you see that? Let's take a look at this one. Let's go to the next one. This one is interesting. I don't even know why they did this one. Well, yes, I do. Matthew 7:14. And I think you'll probably be upset about this, which you could probably quote this one. Matthew 7:14 says this, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Well, not so in the New King James. The way of life is not... Watch this. Listen to what they say. Because narrow is the gate. They done got straight all the way. Straight is gone. Straight ain't even in there. And difficult is the way which leads to life, and there be few who find it. So now it's difficult to be saved. Do you see that? They got rid of straight. Why? Because God's word is holy. It's going to be straight. And then they changed it to being difficult. I don't know about you, but I remember my word in God's word. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Well, not so in the New King James. It's difficult to be saved. Wow. God said even a child will understand it and come to Him. Getting saved is not difficult. The world makes it difficult because they want to work their way into heaven. Well, if you're working your way into heaven, it's not going to be only difficult, it's going to be impossible. Isn't that right? So that change, I might give them a pass on that one. What do you think? No, we're not going to give them a pass on that. God's way is straight and it's narrow and it leads into life and it's not difficult. Now, let me ask you a question. You might know this. Once you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, do you have salvation at the point you do that, or is it at a later time? What was that? You think so? Okay. Well, let's see. 1 Corinthians, go to the next slide. I think you got the answer right, but not according to somebody else. But let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 18. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 18. And I got all those translations. Look what it says here. Let me read the King James first. It says, For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved is the power of God. Now let's read what the New King James said. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. So they're in the process of being saved. I mean, you could get technical and say, well, it kind of means the same thing. But this infers that it's a process. I think King James is clear when it says you're saved. And we run.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.